Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Korea intends to continue discussions with North Korea to hold high-level talks Pyongyang recently canceled. Presidential spokesman Kim Wook-kum said the National Security Council reaffirmed that the Panmunjom Declaration agreed to at the Joint Korea Summit must be carried out smoothly. Kim also said that the members would closely coordinate stances of the countries through various channels between South Korea and the United States, as well as South and North Korea, so that the upcoming North Korea-U.S. summit will be held successfully in the manner of mutual respect. Congo's Ebola outbreak has spread to the capital of the northwestern Equatorial Province. VOA's Jeff Custer reports it's a worrying shift, as the risk of infection is more easily passed on in densely populated urban areas.
Two suspected cases of hemorrhagic fever were reported in the Wangata Health Zones, which includes Mbandaka, a city of nearly 1.2 million people. The World Health Organization says a total of 44 cases have now been reported. Among those are 3 confirmed, 20 probable, and 21 suspected cases. The World Health Organization sent 5,400 doses of the experimental Ebola vaccine to Congo on Wednesday. The WHO has said it will send thousands more in the coming days as needed. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United States and China launched trade talks on Thursday in a bid to avert a damaging tariff war. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin leads the U.S. delegation meeting with Chinese Vice Premier Liu He. The Washington talks will start as U.S. trade representatives finish up public hearings on the first batch of U.S. tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese goods. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says it has carried out airstrikes on militant sites in Gaza overnight in a response to machine gun fire that hit a building in the Israeli city of Sderot. VOA's Michael Brown has more.
The army said planes bombarded a military compound and a weapons production facility in the northern Gaza Strip. The Palestinian Health Ministry says a man was moderately wounded by shrapnel, but did not say whether he was inside a militant site or nearby. Israeli fire killed nearly 60 Palestinians on Monday during a protest along the Gaza border. A senior Hamas official said 50 of those killed were members of the militant group. Michael Brown, VOA News.
At least a dozen police officers entered the family home of ousted Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak, who has been dogged since 2015 by a multi-billion dollar scandal. Reuters' Grace Lee has that story.
Officials say 4 other places linked to the ousted PM were also searched throughout the night, including other condominiums in his name and even his prime ministerial office. But Najib's lawyer claims officers found nothing incriminating, though they did seize several personal items. On Monday, a former anti-corruption official exclusively told Reuters evidence that Najib had received millions from 1MDB was ignored by the attorney general in 2015. Over the weekend, the new prime minister, Mahathir Mohamad, banned Najib from leaving Malaysia. He claims there's sufficient evidence to investigate the scandal at 1MDB and has vowed to take action against anyone who benefited from corruption at the fund.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports U.S. President Donald Trump's attorney says it's time for special counsel Robert Mueller to conclude the Russia investigation.
It's been a year since the special counsel investigation began, and President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says they have nothing on the president after being given 1.4 million documents and interviewing 28 witnesses. Giuliani, appearing on Fox, calls the investigation a big weight on the president's back and says he's been, quote, tortured enough. As for whether Trump will testify, his lawyer questions what Trump could add that the special counsel doesn't already know. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Pakistani authorities say security forces have hunted down and killed a senior pro-Islamic State militant commander wanted for slaughtering more than 100 minority Shiite Muslims and police personnel. Voters in Burundi are casting ballots in a referendum that could extend President Pierre Nkurunziza's tenure until 2034. The current term is 5 years, but a new amendment would give the president a 7-year mandate. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
News. It's V.